Hello. Your readers on this part of Chatterbox are David Potten
and Robin Quine.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. And we have two special features. You're going to find out where Tim Edwards has been. And we're going to have What's On from Margaret Thompson later on. But first, here's information desk.
We start information desk with a letter from John Rogers. Dear Chatterbox people, many thanks for sending me a replacement player. Your speedy response prevented a silent weekend and me descending into a not unusual catatonic state, eyes closed, mouth open, over the hill and far away, babbling of green fields, Shakespeare, slippered pantaloon, sans teeth, sans eyes, and very lively soon, sans everything. Which reminds me, I haven't found a pulse lately, and it seems in the destiny of an octogenarian well past his best before date. Have to say, I miss the old player with its occasional bursts of Radio 2 and unintelligible conversations by unknown voices. But the new player is a smart kit. I tapped it twice and it announced my age, height, weight and horoscope for the week. I tapped it three times, likely to tell me the date of my demise. Useful, or would it simply explode? I recently had the pleasure, well, it was for me, of talking to the elegant Sarah Houghton, whose dulcet, sweet and soothing tones brought sunshine into the dark recesses of my sitting room. In my narrow cell confined, a joy, lux ex tenebrae, I think. Good to hear a lively human voice here in God's waiting room as I describe my address. I'm grateful, as must be so many, to all who give their time and work so hard to bring Chatterbox to us. Believe me, it is a lifeline to the outer world and greatly appreciated and looked forward to. Appreciation to the producer, sound recordist for the occasional and startling sound effects, the skillful edits, and of course the clear, expressive speed of the readers. Forgive the handwriting, that of a Brexit spider, and my wandering thoughts. Like Titania, I am sinking slowly with dignity, but the orchestra still plays on to the end. I now sing Abide With Me in the shower. Again, my thanks to all. Hope to hear the 2000th edition. Methuselah lived to the age of 969. Best wishes, John Rogers. Thank you, John Rogers, for your very entertaining letter, and we're so pleased to have prevented you from a silent weekend. And thank you to whoever sent the stamps. They seem to have parted from your label to know who you are.
NNAB Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. It meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Library, the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month for a chat and to discuss the book of the month. The next meeting is on the 10th of July. To learn more, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Tuesday, the 4th of July Norwich Discussion Group meeting has been cancelled. The August meeting will be going ahead as normal, and we will remind you nearer the date.
The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre, and refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 14th of July. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554.
Music Mondays. Can you sing or play an instrument? Even if the answer is no, but I'd like to, go along and join singers Rachel and Jill at an informal acoustic music group on the second Monday of every month. The next session is on the 10th of July and runs from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre. All singers, musicians and aspiring performers of any level are welcome. Admission is just £3, including refreshments. For more information and to book your place, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.